You're living in the most important era in the history of the world. I'm William Cooper, and this is the Hour of the Time. The opening number entitled Don't Set Me Free, done by Ray Charles, is dedicated to the sheeple of the world.
Don't set me free.
Don't set me free.
And leave me all alone.
Sorry to disappoint you, sheeple, but in order for me to stay free, you see, I've got to set you free. And by golly, if I can, I'm going to do it. How do you like that, huh? Well, folks, I guess you heard the news the other night. Omni Magazine has labeled me an anti-Semite and anti-Semitic. Omni Magazine is owned by Jews who should know better. It's apparent that they never listened to this radio show. They certainly haven't read my book. These guys must be gluttons for punishment. And they ought to know better than to mess with me because I'm the only one out here who's got it all together. In honor of Omni Magazine labeling me an anti-Semitic, I'm going to read you the following two articles. This ought to make them real happy, folks. Real happy. Now, I'm not doing this to insult or hurt any of the really nice Jewish people out there who listen to this broadcast. Please understand that. But I'm just going to let Omni Magazine know that the world isn't buying their old BS anymore. Isn't happening, folks. These two articles come from Jewish-owned, Jewish-published, and Jewish-edited newspapers. The first is the New York Post. The second is the Daily News, also in New York City. The New York Post is published by the New York Post Company, Incorporated, 210 South Street, New York, New York, 10002. It was founded by Alexander Hamilton in 1801. This is America's oldest continuously published daily newspaper, and this article was published on Thursday, March 26, 1992. Now remember, at the end of World War II, they told us that 6 million Jews had been exterminated in the death camps of Auschwitz-Birkenau, where most of them were supposedly exterminated. This article, remember, published in a Jewish-owned, Jewish-published, and Jewish-edited newspaper. Auschwitz death toll is reduced to 1.5 million. Warsaw, Poland, UPI. Newly released documents confirm that 1.5 million victims died at the Nazi concentration camp of Auschwitz-Birkenau during World War II, not 4 million, as claimed by the former Soviet Union, Jewish and Polish officials said yesterday. Władysław Bartoszewski, a member of the Council for Dialogue Between Poles and Jews, said the official account of the number of victims was reduced following verification of archives recently returned by Soviet authorities to Poland. Polish communist authorities used the 4 million figure because it was established by a post-war Soviet commission on Nazi crimes. Remember, that was published Thursday, March 26, 1992, in the New York Post. This article I'm going to read to you now comes from the Daily News, 220 East 42nd Street, New York, New York, 10017. This was published on Thursday, June the 3rd, 1993, in the Daily News. And by the way, the masthead of both of these newspapers, both the New York Post and the Daily News, have the same people listed. They are both owned by Jews. They are both published by Jews. They are both edited by Jews. This article says, Auschwitz guard leaves United States. Newswire Services, Washington. An admitted Nazi guard at the notorious Auschwitz death camp has left the United States for Germany to avoid deportation, the Justice Department said yesterday. Johann Hahner, 70, a German citizen who lived in North Olmsted, Ohio, went to Germany in March after signing an agreement to voluntarily leave rather than face deportation proceedings, the Justice Department said. It was not immediately known if he faced charges in Germany. The department had brought a deportation case against him in 1991. In an interview with the Justice Department's Office of Special Investigations, Hahner admitted he served as an SS guard at Auschwitz in Nazi-occupied Poland in 1942. Now listen to this, folks. Auschwitz was the largest Nazi concentration camp. Nearly 1 million Jews were killed there. 6 million, then 4 million, then 1.5 million, and now nearly 1 million. Remember, that article was published Thursday, June 3rd, 1993. Now, I want everyone out there to listen very carefully to what I have to say, because I am sick to death of having the Holocaust thrown in my face when I didn't have anything to do with it. I'm not a Nazi, never was, didn't live in Germany, wasn't even born until 1943. I am not responsible for the death of any Jew that's ever lived on the face of this earth, and I do not have any guilt complex concerning this. I am sorry that all of the people who died in World War II had to die. I don't like it any more than anyone else does. There were many people of many different races and religions who gave their lives and who were tortured and who were murdered during that time period. I can't go back and change it. I'm looking to the future, folks. Now, let me say this about all this stuff, never again, about the Holocaust Museum, about Jews throwing this up in my face all the time, as if I had something to do with it. I didn't have anything to do with it. I'm never going to feel guilty about it, and it's never going to have any effect on me, except this. It's going to make me wonder consistently why Jews continue to do this when they didn't give a damn about the extermination of the Cambodian people, which exceeded 6 million, when they didn't give a damn about the starving millions of blacks in Africa, when they didn't give a damn and still don't about the so-called ethnic cleansing, which is nothing more than genocide in Bosnia, Herzegovina. And when I didn't see any Jews standing up to save the congregation of the Church Branch Davidian in Waco, Texas, on the contrary, I saw an awful lot of Jews connected with the Cult Awareness Network and the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'reth actually fomenting and creating that incident. And all you good, decent Jews out there who want to maintain any kind of good relations with any other kind of race, religion, or creed, you better clean your own house, and you better take care of these people, because you set out after World War II, supposedly, to track down and bring Nazis to justice, and I'm telling you right now, many of your own organizations who claim that that is their goal have now become the Nazis, and in particular, the Simon Wiesenthal Center. These people have committed some despicable crimes against individuals. They have committed character assassination and many other things. The Cult Awareness Network, the ADL, is nothing but a spy ring. Now, if you're Israelis, go home to Israel. If you're Americans, stay here and help us save this country. And stop throwing all this crap up in my face, because I'm not going to take it. Period. I'll throw it right back at you. And I'm the only one out here who's got it all together and can do it. And can do it in the right way. And when I tell you all this, you know that it's true. Now, you can stand up and call me whatever you want. You know damn well that I'm not anti-Semitic and never was. I'm going to ask all of you good people out there to write Omni Magazine. This is the only thing I've ever asked you. Write Omni Magazine, that is for me. I've asked you to help save this country, but I've never asked anything personally for me. But I'm going to do it tonight. I'm going to ask you all to write Omni Magazine. Flood them with letters. Write them 3 or 4 times. Write them until your fingers ache from writing. And tell them the truth about William Cooper. And tell them the truth about themselves. Please, folks, do that for me. I will be eternally grateful. It's about time we stopped allowing them to get away with these manipulations. You see, one of the ways that they destroy people, one of the ways that they get people shunned by the community in general, is to label someone anti-Semitic, whether they are or not. You're not going to get away with it doing it to me. It won't work. And I'm going to tell you right now, you don't ever in your wildest dreams want to make me your enemy. Now, I'm for all people. I'm for us saving our freedom together. I'm for all of us. All of us. Stopping, listening to these leaders who manipulate us into these fights with each other when none of us want to hurt the other to begin with. Now, we've got to get smart. We must stop allowing ourselves to be manipulated by these people who call themselves our leaders. They're not our leaders. They don't give a damn about us and never have. And it's about time you all learned that. They lead us around like animals in a barnyard and get us to do this and that and the other thing and get us to fight each other so that they can line their pockets and bring about their one-world totalitarian socialist dream utopian world that can never work because it's still going to be made up of men who are basically flawed to begin with. All of us, every single day, battle between the animal in us and the intellect. Battle between our instincts and desires and what we know is right. The concept that imperfect men leading imperfect men is ever going to result in any kind of a utopia is the biggest bunch of hogwash bullshit that's ever been created and sent down the pike. And all of you Freemasons and Rosicrucians and Knights of Malta, Knights Templars, and all you other people out there who have bought into this scam ought to hang your heads in shame. For you too are being led around by your nose. And you can't even see it. I have Master Masons all the time. Third degree, it's as high as they ever got. Writing me letters telling me that I don't know what I'm talking about because they've been a Master Mason for 27 years and they never heard of any of this stuff. My God, man. In the York Rite, there's what, 7 degrees? And in the Scottish Rite, there's 32 degrees. And then there's a meritorious degree, the 33rd. And you're only the 3rd degree, and you're telling me I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm telling you right now, on this radio show, you are a fool. You'll probably never admit it to yourself. But, sir, and it is sir, because there are no women, you are a fool. You're also a racist. Freemasonry is racist. If you're not white, you don't get into a Freemasonic lodge. And I have got your own books where that is written in your own books, printed by your own Masonic publishing companies. So don't tell me that that's a lie, too. That's why you had to create B'nai B'rith for the Jews. That's why you had to create the Prince Hall lodges for the blacks, so that you could say, oh, we're not racist. The blacks go to their own lodge. Oh, we're not racist. The Jews have B'nai B'rith. Hey, you fool each other with that crap, but don't try to fool me, because I don't buy it for a minute. I can see through it. I know exactly what it is. It's racism, pure and simple. Pure and simple. You believe that the white race is superior to all others. You are the ones who are causing most of the misery in this country and in the world. You are the ones who are behind this New World Order. And folks, anybody from the intelligence community who tells you, stands up and tells you that they're leaking information and telling you the truth about what's happened in the past and what's happening now and what's going to happen in the future, and don't talk about the control of the intelligence communities by the secret societies, is a Trojan horse. A Trojan horse, pure and simple. You want to find the Trojan horses in your patriot organizations? Follow your leaders around until they take you to a Masonic lodge or another lodge whose structural organization is in the shape of a pyramid with a whole bunch of slathering idiots on the bottom and a few priests of the God of Fire, the sun, the light, Lucifer at the top, pulling the strings and watching the ones on the bottom dance. Want a clean house? Want to know who not to tell about your militia unit? Or anything else that you're doing to help save this country? Well, I just gave you probably more than I should. But for those of you who have been listening to the series on the Mystery Religion of Babylon, you already know all of this. And for those of you who have studied it or who have purchased my tape, the Atlanta, Georgia lecture, already know who killed Kennedy. Kennedy was doing a lot of things that he wasn't supposed to do, folks. He was letting the blacks sit at the same table with the rest of us, board a bus and sit beside you in a seat, and that was a no-no. John F. Kennedy was shot in the head, the throat, and the chest, the same exact wounds suffered by Hiram Abiff in the Masonic initiation. He's the only Catholic president in a Freemason-controlled country. He was killed in Dealey Plaza, an outdoor temple of the sun, where there are the four quarters of the temple of the sun, an exact duplicate of the one that makes up the outer courtyard of the Vatican. And in Dealey Plaza, there is the phallus, the obelisk of Osiris, the penis of Osiris, the generative force, which is worshipped by these people. It also stands for the rays of the sun and represents the sun god Osiris, or Ra. And at the top of that obelisk in Dealey Plaza is the flame the fire, the light, Lucifer, which, by the way, they conned us all into allowing them to put on the grave of our fallen president, to rub it in our face, Neely Plaza is shaped like a triangle, truncated, with the capstone missing and the eye in the triangle is the underpass under the railroad overpass. Kennedy was killed on Elm Street, which represents the Grove of Osiris. Wake up, people. He was killed on the 22nd of November, 1963, the anniversary date of the Pope Clement V's papal bull condemning the Knights Templar to torture under the Inquisition conducted by the Dominican monks in the year 1307. The men arrested by Garrison in New Orleans at Guy Bannister's office had two doorways, one on two streets. The address of one of those was 1313, the year in which Jacques de Molay was burned at the stake. Walt Disney was a member of this secret organization, and the address of Disneyland in Anaheim, California is 1313. And the people arrested in New Orleans all had stone statues of penises in their homes. And this was twisted to give you the impression that they were all homosexuals. And they were not. Folks, that is a total lie to cover up the real meaning of those statues of stone penises. The phallus of Osiris, the generative force. Freemasons killed John F. Kennedy, many of whom were members of the intelligence community in the United States government. But the United States government, the CIA, the Office of Naval Intelligence, none of those organizations ordered it or even knew about it. But members of those organizations, who belonged to the secret societies, planned it and carried it out. And you people out there better wake up. You better wake up real quick. You better smell the coffee. And you better quit listening to the deceivers and the liars. And if you want proof of this, you go watch Oliver Stone's film JFK, and you will see the admission that what I just told you is the absolute truth in that movie. And then the next time you hear Fletcher Prouty tell you it's all about Vietnam and all of this other crap, and give you the lead story to make you believe that it was our government, that our constitutional government doesn't work, that it's turned against us, stand up and tell Fletcher Prouty where to stick it. Because he's one of them, folks, in case you haven't figured it out by now. And I'll tell you what to look for in the film JFK. Oliver Stone and Fletcher Prouty were laughing at all of us when they made that film. For in the celebrated scene in Washington, D.C., that had nothing to do with the rest of the movie. Garrison supposedly goes to Washington, D.C. In real life, this never happened, understand. This was put in there as a signal to the adepts, the priests of the mystery religion, of the God of Fire, the Light, the Sun, Lucifer, to let them know who made the film. Just like Intruders was made by Osiris Films. Oliver Stone sealed it with symbology. When Garrison and Mr. X were sitting on the park bench, Mr. X is supposed to have been Fletcher Prouty. And they talk about who could have killed Kennedy. And he says, that's the question, isn't it? Why? All this other stuff is just for the sheeple, really? Keep you going here and there and in these little cul-de-sacs and down that alley, dead ends, all of them. And he's telling you the truth, folks. Then he counts on his fingers who had the power, who had the motive, and so on and so forth. And then the camera backs off and you see them shrink down to little bitty dolls almost. And what was the overpowering symbol in that scene? He asked the question and then answered it, and none of you were smart enough to understand what it was that you even saw. For towering over them in that scene was the Washington Monument. The penis of Osiris, the generative force, the god of the sun, the light, Lucifer. I've been waiting a long time to reveal this to you all. It's worth a trip to Dallas just to stand in Dealey Plaza. For all of you who wondered, well, why did they change the route? Why didn't they just go down Main Street and shoot him? He would have been out in the open more. Weren't any trees there blocking the view? Simple, folks, it had to be done in a grove. The sacrifice has to be in a grove, so it had to be on Elm Street. Elm Street. You see, they speak in symbology. Every highly degreed Freemason in the world knew then and knows now who killed John F. Kennedy. They always have. They always have. Now you're flocking to patriot groups, and you're being trained by so-called patriots, and you're showing them where your stock of arms and ammunition are, and they're teaching you how to fight in the coming conflict, and the ones who are doing this are Freemasons. Oh boy, you know, I look around and I try to open your eyes and I try to educate you, and I see the crap that you fling back in my face. Call me names. Discredit me. Make up lies about me. Folks, do you really think that a chronic alcoholic, a total drunk, could do the research required and put together five of these broadcasts each and every single week without fail? Do you think that that same chronic drunk alcoholic, sorry, miserable type of person could cover a lecture tour in addition to doing the research and putting together those five programs each week and deliver those lectures on time, professionally, and make sure that every person there knows exactly what the message is? And folks, my lectures and workshops go as long as 6-7 hours. Do you think that that same person could raise a family and be a father to a little girl and write a book and administer the largest civilian intelligence gathering organization in the world? The answer is no. No such person could do that, but there are so many of you out there who believe these lies. It makes me sad to know that in the face of all of the stupidity in this country, in this world, and in the patriot community, somehow we're going to fight a great battle, and we're going to win. We're going to win. We're going to win. But for us to win, you're going to have to wake up and get smart. And get smart fast. And if you don't, you're going to be a casualty because your own stupidity will destroy you. You will be trapped. You will be trapped by your own ignorance, apathy, and stupidity. No matter how much you want to help, no matter how much you care, you must wake up. It's time for our break, folks. This has been a heavy half hour. Catch your breath. Get a drink of water. I'll be right back after this very short pause. Hello, folks. This is William Cooper, speaking to you now for Swiss America Trading. You know, as the countdown toward one world government proceeds, things are going to get tough. We will most likely, in fact, I'll bet my boots on it, have a total complete economic collapse in this country. Even if we don't, the widespread route of business to Mexico and other foreign countries is going to completely eliminate any trace of a middle class in the United States of America. You see, if this isn't stopped, folks, there's only going to be two classes of people, the slaves and the slave owners. That's the way the future is going to be. Now, you don't have to be too smart to figure this out. All you have to do is a little bit of study and watch world events each day, and you'll see how every single day we get closer and closer, how every single day a little bit more of the sovereignty of this nation is eroded away, how every day socialism creeps more and more into our daily lives, how every single day we lose more and more of the protection for our Creator-endowed rights under the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And you'll see every single day more corruption, more murders committed by those who claim to be our leaders and protectors. Now, you need to do something to protect yourself. Even if they outlaw gold and silver, as always has happened in the history of the world, there will be an underground black market. This black market will be the only place where you will be able to get many items that you will need in your daily life. Some things will be more valuable than others. Prices are going to be high. Whoever has pieces of gold or silver that can be easily recognized by anyone else as having a set specific value according to the weight of gold or silver contained within those coins will be the king of the mountain. Now, when I say this, folks, I'm not trying to disparage anyone else. I'm not trying to tell you not to listen to anyone else. This is what I have found in my own research. When this happens, there are not going to be a lot of people sitting around collecting coins. So any investment, I believe, that you make in high-priced numismatic coins where you pay $200 or $300 for a coin that may only have $50 content of actual gold or silver, you're going to lose a lot of money. A lot of money. Where you pay $5,000 for a coin that may only have $100 of gold or silver in it, you're going to lose everything. But where you purchase gold or silver coins and pay maybe a spot of 10 to 15% above the actual value of gold or silver in that coin, folks, or less if you can get it, you're going to be king of the hill. Now, our sponsors, Swiss America Trading, pay for this airtime. You owe them. You owe them if you listen to this program, if you have learned from this program, if this program is helping you, you owe them an opportunity to at least explain to you what kind of investments they have that can help you protect your assets against what's coming. You have a responsibility to yourself and to your family to investigate all of the different ways in which you can protect everything that you've worked for all your life. Now, most people out there will listen to me say this, and they will not do anything. And when the time comes and everything falls apart around them, and they and their family are huddled in the rain in a ditch, they will wonder what happened and why. And they will feel like someone has picked on them, but in reality, what happens to them will be exactly what they deserve. For those of you who are smart enough to act, call Swiss America Trading. For those of you who understand what's coming and understand the urgency and understand what I am telling you now, call Swiss America Trading, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Do it now. Don't procrastinate. Every day you wait, The dollar loses some of its value, inflation creeps up, and your assets become worth less and less. You all know it. I don't have to sit here and tell it to you. You know it. So why haven't you done anything about it? Call Swiss America Trading right now, this minute, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Do it now. For the first 200 callers, you'll receive Harry Figge's report entitled Tackle the Debt. Call now, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. While you're at it, tell them that you're an avid listener to the Hour of the Time. Mention my name, William Cooper, and you'll also receive a free newsletter on protecting your future. Call now, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Folks, by protecting your future, you're also protecting the future of this program, the Hour of the Time, and freedom for the world. Call now, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. You'll be glad that you did. Rain, rain, and more rain has been the state of affairs in the Mississippi Valley, along the Missouri River, and in the Midwest in general. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you out there listening to this program, I know you have not put two and two together yet, so I'm going to do it for you now. What you're witnessing in the Mississippi Valley and in the Midwest is an unbelievable economic disaster. Those people are ruined. Those towns are ruined. Those cities are ruined, and they may never recover. Those farms are ruined, and those farms may pass into corporate ownership as a result of this. In the South, extended drought, and in many other states outside the South, extended drought. The crops are ruined, the farmers are ruined, the farms are ruined. The extent of this economic disaster, I don't believe, is going to be calculated for a long, long time. I can tell you this, that food prices this winter are going to be much higher than they ever have been in the past. There are going to be shortages of some food items. if the same weather patterns persist next summer, there will be widespread famine in the United States of America. Now, we know that the intelligence community and the military services have experimented extensively with weather control back in the 40s and 50s, and we don't know today how far they have managed to perfect their control of the weather. I can tell you this, that sometime during the late 50s, early 60s, the entire subject disappeared behind the veil of national security. Remember the motto of the highest degree of the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, the 33rd degree, Ordo Ab Cao. They create total chaos, and then they step in and create order. This is what Hitler did in Germany, folks, and what happened in Germany just before World War II is happening in this country. These people who are going to take charge of the world are Nazis. They are socialists and they are fascist, which means total control of each individual on every 24-hour day of their life. All of this talk about implants is no joke, ladies and gentlemen. All of this talk about mind control is no joke, ladies and gentlemen. They have perfected it to a state of the art that we can only imagine. But judging from what we're able to garner in our research, they can do darn near anything that they want to with anybody that they want to and make you think and believe anything that they want you to think or believe. And I believe that's the real truth of this so-called alien abduction experience. I believe that it is the most successful and sophisticated mind control operation that's ever been conducted against a population in the history of the world. One of the greatest tools of mind control is sitting in your living room right now. It's called a television set. The average American spends 7 hours a day in front of it, according to the most recent polls. Those of you who have read my book, Behold a Pale Horse, already know this, especially if you have browsed through the appendix. You have read the paper that Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino wrote on mind control. A very interesting paper, I might add, with emphasis, I might add. And you also know that Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino, a United States Army intelligence officer with a specialization in psychological operations, is the head of the Satanic Church, the Temple of Set in San Francisco. You also know, if you read my book, that his two top lieutenants, whom I won't name because I want you to make some effort. It's in my book, folks, and you can get it from other places just like I did. I was the one who published portions of his service record, Army records, and classified documents from the United States Army that revealed all of this. His two top lieutenants, priests in the Satanic Church, the Temple of Set in San Francisco, California, are also United States Army intelligence officers with specializations in psychological operations. The Army denies any complicity in this, but the Army, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you right now, is lying to you. Lying to you. It is, in fact, an intelligence operation. Who was running the psychological operations unit in Waco, Texas? Because, ladies and gentlemen, there was one there. And if you've seen the Waco video, you saw it. You saw it there and you saw it in action, didn't you? How are they getting away with this? Why are we letting them do these things? And if you believe that Lieutenant Colonel Aquino is not actively engaged in operations for the United States Army, then how come we found his name registered as a guest at the Bachelor Officers' Quarters of Fort Carson, Colorado? You see, folks, when I tell you that I administer the largest and most successful civilian intelligence gathering organization in the world, It is no joke. It is the truth. We can get damn near any information that we want. And we track Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino constantly. We believe that he may have been connected with the Waco massacre. We are not sure. We do not have all the facts or the evidence yet. However, folks, when we find out, we will let you know. We will let you know. Remember to join the Declaration of Independence of We the People in 1993. Support Project 93 March on Washington, D.C., September 29, 1993. Be there, 9 a.m. Meet on the Capitol steps, September 29, 1993, 9 a.m. Folks, Americans from all over this great land of ours will march on the nation's capital demanding our First Amendment rights of redress to present grievances to Congress, to abolish the unconstitutional Federal Reserve System and abolish the unconstitutional criminal Internal Revenue System. We invite you, I urge you, I push you, I shove you, I light a match under you, anything that I can to get you to be there when we present our petition with signatures to the Congress. Just think, folks, you'll be able to tell your children and grandchildren how you took an active part in taking our country back and making it free again for us, for our children, for our grandchildren, for our great-grandchildren, for our posterity. This is our chance. Let's make the most of it. And understand this, ladies and gentlemen. Understand this. We have to muster more heads. We have to have more people show up in Washington, D.C. on September 29th, 1993 than any group has ever done in the history of this nation. And I'm going to tell you something else. Don't even think about not going. Because if less patriots show up in Washington, D.C. on September 29th than gays showed up in Washington, D.C., they will laugh us out of town. This is no joke. This is the truth and may have been one of the primary reasons for the so-called gay march on Washington. Any group after that who can't muster as many or more people than they did is in trouble. Big trouble. Let me assure you of that. Even if you have to take time off from work without pay, even if you have to hitchhike, you had better be there. You had better be there. Washington, D.C., 9 a.m. on the Capitol steps, September the 29th, 1993. Now, there's supposedly something going on September the 27th and 28th. If you can be there for that, fine. But September the 29th is the most important day. That's when you must be there on the Capitol steps. Ladies and gentlemen, don't let this opportunity pass us by. And if only a few people show up in Washington, D.C., and they get laughed out of town, I don't want to hear any complaints from anybody because this is our chance. If we could muster a couple of million people or more in Washington, D.C., it would make an impression on the Congress of the United States of America that could not, would not go away and would ensure that they start listening to us and begin to reinstate the Constitution as the supreme law of the land. It will scare the pants off of those creeps in Washington, D.C. And that's exactly what we must do. September the 29th, 1993, 9 a.m. on the Capitol steps. I'll be there. You may not recognize me or know that I'm there because I'm not going to be a speaker or to get up and pontificate or anything else. I'm going as a citizen of the United States of America. If you recognize me, come over and say hello. I'd love to see you. But I'm not going to walk around with a sign on my back saying who I am. So I hope to see you all there, folks. Whether we get a chance to meet or not doesn't matter. It is important It is important that we do this. All of us together, black, white, Asian, American Indian, Jew, Arab, Irish, it doesn't matter. Catholic, Protestant, it doesn't matter. All together, be there. Be on that day nothing other than an American. And if you can take that philosophy home and be an American on every day after that instead of reverting back to your little category, it certainly would help us in the long run. Please, folks, join the Declaration of Independence. Support Project 93, March on Washington, D.C., September 29th, 1993, 9 a.m., meet on the Capitol steps. Now, the reason I'm devoting so much time to this is because I don't want you to slough this off or procrastinate until the last minute and then find every reason why you can't go. I want you to start planning it now. I want you to find every reason why you will be there now. I want you to set aside the money now. If you don't have the money, I want you to find the money now. If you don't have a way to get there, find a ride now. Polish your thumb now. Get ready to go now. Be there on September the 29th, 9 a.m. on the Capitol steps in Washington, D.C. with me and hundreds of thousands and hopefully millions of people from all over this country who really care. If nobody shows up, it's going to be a terrible, terrible thing. But you see, I already know that hundreds of thousands of people are going to be there, and I'm praying for millions. I'm really praying for millions. This is a chance to make the biggest impression on those jerks who call themselves our leaders in Washington, D.C. that's ever been made. That's ever been made in the history of this country. And we can do it. All this paper rattling you hear is me trying to find what I'm going to talk about next. Okay, here we go. Did you know, folks, that the Pope's visit to Colorado is going to cost taxpayers in excess of $1.2 million? Where are all these people that keep screaming separation of church and state? Why are we paying for the Pope's visit? Did you know that the Vatican is one of the richest organizations in the history of the world? Do you know that the Vatican has been taking money out of the hands of poor old ladies and widows and Catholic churches around this world for centuries? I want you to write to the governor of Colorado and to your congressmen and senators in Colorado, and even if you don't live in Colorado, write to them and tell them, you want this stopped right now. This is a travesty. This is terrible. Pope John Paul II can pay for his own visit to the United States of America. And if he can't, as far as I'm concerned, the Pope can stay home. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. And we have to put up with these creeps that tell us that we can't say a prayer in school. We can't say a prayer in school, and taxpayers are going to pay for the visit of the Pope to the United States, to Colorado. No, sir. All of you out there, right, do it now. Right, we have to stop this. We're not going to pay for this. This is a travesty. It's wrong. I'm not Catholic. Why should my tax dollars go to pay for it? Why should anyone's tax dollars in the state of Colorado to go to pay for it if they're not Catholic? And most of the people who are going to come to see the Pope don't even live in Colorado. And an awful lot of them don't even live in the United States of America, folks. So what is this? How are they getting away with this? Write now. Write your congressman. Write your senator. Write the senators and representatives for the state of Colorado. Write the governor of the state of Colorado and tell him you want this stuff stopped. You want it stopped. This guy's taking money and collection plates in Catholic churches all over the world, and we're going to pay for his visit? Nope. No way. You see, folks, I happen to know that the government wouldn't use taxpayers' money to pay for Jesus Christ to visit the state of California. So what is this Pope business? If you're Catholic out there, I'm not trying to insult you. You know what I'm talking about. We don't owe the Pope any money. Period. Got something else here, folks. AT&T. AT&T. And let me see. What is this other one? Air USA. AT&T and Air USA is putting out this audio hotfax to radio stations all across the country. All across the country. It's this makes me sick. It's entitled Heading South with NAFTA: How to Get Oriented in Mexico. Sponsored by AT&T and Air USA. I'm going to call tonight for a boycott against AT&T and Air USA. And if you're using AT&T for your long distance phone company, change now. Change. Switch to another company that does not support NAFTA. This press release, Heading South with NAFTA, How to Get Oriented in Mexico, teaches businesses how to go to Mexico and set up a business and deal with the Mexicans. It says, for more information, contact Shirley Chan. Her name is Shirley Chan. Now, there's two numbers on here, her office and her home number. This is a press release. She put her office and her home number on the press release, so I'm going to give it out to you, because if she didn't want her home number to go to you, it wouldn't be on this press release. For more information, contact Shirley Chan. You see, this was really for businesses. They didn't know that anybody was going to tell the people about this. Shirley Chan's office number, 415-442-2219. 415-442-2219. Her home number is 415-923-0904. Once again, 415-923-0904. Call her and tell her what you think of her efforts to educate businesses on Heading South with NAFTA, How to Get Oriented in Mexico. Cut off all service with AT&T and don't fly on Air USA, folks. That's my recommendation. I hope that you all will listen to my recommendation and carry it out. And if AT&T denies this, folks, send us a self-addressed stamped envelope and we'll send you a copy of this press release free. Ha ha! That ought to get them. Well, once again, it's just about that time. Remember, if you want to get Linda Thompson's Waco videotape, send $25. If you want the militia package, which is a whole bunch of papers, that's $15 postpaid. If you want Carl Klang's tape, which has all these wonderful patriotic songs on them, that's $12 postpaid. Send your money or your request to William Cooper, P.O. Box 1420, Xolow, spelled Showlow, Arizona, 85901. That's Box 1420, Xolow, Arizona, 85901. If you'd just like a packet of information, send $1 in a self-addressed, stamped, number 10 size envelope. If you don't do that, we're not going to send it to you, folks. We can no longer afford the postage. And if you don't like that, go live in Cuba. Nothing's free in this country, and I don't owe anybody anything. That's the way you can help us deal with all the costs that we have around here. Until next time, folks, good night, and God bless you all.